staring out of the window as the scenery rolled by. The hire car's aircon just about keeping the sticky mid-afternoon heat at bay. If I'd known what was coming, what we were driving towards, I would have made Sean stop the car and take us straight back to the airport. I would have grabbed the steering wheel myself, forced the car off the road and made him do a U-turn right there. But I didn't know. My instincts had been telling me for a couple of weeks, as we wound down towards the summer holidays, that something was up. Something was wrong. Sean had always been the one to look on the bright side, to make the kids laugh, to bring me a gin and tonic when I needed cheering up. In the unconscious allocation of our roles in our marriage, I was the organiser, the rule setter, the guardian of boundaries. Sean was the light to my shade, always open, funny, patient, the optimist of the family. Now he was defensive, secretive, serious, distracted, constantly staring at his mobile. Perhaps work was getting on top of him. Hassle from his new boss? He'd half suggested that maybe he should stay at home this week because of work. Or perhaps it was his fear of reaching 40, which seemed to grow stronger as his birthday drew nearer. Some kind of midlife crisis? I'd asked him if he thought he might be depressed. If I knew what was wrong, we could tackle it together. But he had brushed my questions aside, insisting he was fine. I flinched as he touched my thigh. Kate? Sorry, I said, forcing a smile. Miles away. How long until we turn off this road? I checked my phone. About another 10 minutes? He took his hand off my thigh and moved it back to the steering wheel. The warmth of his fingertips lingered for a moment, and I tried to remember the last time I'd felt his touch, the last time he had reached out to me. Weeks? A month?
The fact that you're even thinking it means something isn't right.
That's what Rowan would have said. The holiday had been her idea. 2 years in the planning. Rowan, Jennifer, Izzy and me. Best friends marking our 40th birthdays with a week together in the south of France. Husbands and children included.
Grand, Sean said. You okay?
Fine. Just want to get there, get unpacked.
Have you heard from Jennifer and Alistair?
He glanced up at the rearview mirror.
Since they lost us?
No, but I'm sure they're not far behind.
I told them I'd lead the way and they could follow.
I turned to look at my husband. It wasn't like him to worry about Jennifer and her husband. He got along with them okay, but had little in common with them, apart from me.
You know what Alistair's like, I said.
He could get lost in his own back garden.
Sure, I suppose you're right.
I went back to staring out of the window at the lush green vineyards rolling past, dark grapes ripening in the summer heat. Off in the distance, the conical black towers of an ancient chateau stood out against the skyline. After 10 miles or so, Google Maps directed us off the main road and up through one tiny hamlet after another. Pumisson, Saint-Genis, Cabrerolles, sleepy villages of narrow streets and ancient stone, old men sitting impassively in the shade watching us pass by. We peeled off onto an even smaller road that climbed higher, winding back and forth up a hill where the vineyards gave way to dark pine trees, finally emerging onto the crest of a hill above the village of Ordignac, a tall whitewashed wall flanking the road. The wall ended in black metal gates tipped with faux spear points, and my phone informed us that we had arrived at our destination. Sean slowed the car to turn in, and the black metal gates swung noiselessly open. Gravel crunched softly beneath the wheels as we turned onto the estate and headed for the villa. Tall cypress trees, slim and straight and perfectly pruned, lining the long driveway like a guard of honour. On both sides were lush lawns of thick green grass, watered by sprinklers circling lazily in the mid-afternoon heat. Sean pulled up next to Rowan's Land Rover Discovery,